Belinda presents this unabridged recording of In the Valley of Blue Gums, written by J.H. Fletcher and read by Jennifer Valetic. The dedication reads, To Emily Cannon. That is what history is. Threads of darkness and light making a tapestry of the past. Alan Larkin. Our past forms our present and our future. Gautama Buddha. Writers tell us that fiction can convey the truth more effectively than a simple factual account. This story is fiction in that names and locations have been changed, but the story is true. Chapter 1. The bomb went off at 4:30 in the afternoon. Fear was engulfed by an eruption of blinding brilliance before a blast like a tsunami lifted her from her chair and hurled her against the wall at the back of the room. The shatter and smash of glass pierced her ears before she was swept into a darkness that buried her fathoms deep before restoring her abruptly to the light. Seconds? Minutes? She had no way of knowing. Her nerve ends probed, checking for damage. Cautiously, she tested one limb, then another. The pain in her head was so bad she thought she might vomit, but as far as she could tell, everything was functioning normally. She licked dust-encrusted lips. Her face was wet. She was smarting in a dozen places. She seemed more or less intact, yet at the same time detached from reality. Who was she? For agonizing seconds, she could not remember before identity flooded back. Thank God. She became aware of screams, of sobs. Somewhere a siren was wailing. Where was she? For a frightening moment, she could not remember that either. Then that memory also returned. She had been drinking coffee. Where? In a Sydney cafe. That was it. She had flown up from Hobart that morning to attend a dinner in her honour. A dinner that evening, at which she was, of course, expected to speak. In the instant before the blast, she had been drinking coffee and chewing on an unappetizing bun. Then the world had blown itself apart. They might have to rethink the dinner, she thought. They might have to rethink a lot of things. She forced her eyes open and at first saw only dust. A swirling, choking, blurring sight. In the dust, figures. Some stumbled, crawled, cried out. Others lay still. Close at hand, someone was crying. A woman's voice, young and terrified. Thea focused on the sound. I must help her.